A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 64 degrees.
Got a new crash just popped up on Legacy Parkway. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The State Board of Education says enrollment in Utah kindergarten classes has dropped by almost 5%.
Utah's 2020 school year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the numbers. Mary?
We may have to get back to Mary coming up here in just a minute. In the meantime, a spike in COVID-19 cases on the campuses of BYU and UVU has prompted a mask mandate in all of Utah County.
We're hopeful that people would not be selfish or irresponsible and realize their accountability to others.
Orem Mayor Richard Brunst blames off-campus parties since masks were already required on both college campuses. The spike also prompted the governor to move Provo and Orem back to orange-level pandemic restrictions.
Let's go back now to Mary Richards with that report on enrollment in Utah kindergarten classes. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, they did an official first kind of count, rather, not the official one, which comes in October, but they did a first count to get a handle on this. And kindergarten enrollment dropped by almost 5% in 1 year. Education officials say it suggests families chose not to put their kids into kindergarten right now. Overall enrollment numbers show 9,000 fewer students in public schools than officials had expected. There was a big increase in students starting homeschool. Also, students going to charter schools or online schools. Again, the official headcount coming on October 1st. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Springville police have arrested a man on suspicion of at least a dozen burglaries. KSL TV's Andrew Adams has more.
Springville police were already watching construction sites after two trailers were stolen. The investigation eventually led to one of the stolen trailers, which was parked outside some storage units. Police say Daniel Nebaker pulled up. He was detained and admitted to that theft.
The Springville police chief credits the arrest to an officer being in the right place at the right time and some good detective work.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Saturday, the Cougars of BYU host the Trojans of Troy University at LaBelle Edwards Stadium.
Football game temperatures are looking pretty good. Looks like lots of sunshine for Saturday, and you can't beat it. Highs only in the mid-70s, cooling nicely to some jacket weather into the evening hours on Saturday.
Grant says temperatures along the Wasatch Front could be in the upper 80s for today and tomorrow before falling into the 70s for the rest of the week.
The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A group of Utahns is protesting the announcements by Senator Mike Lee and Mitt Romney that they will vote on a replacement for Justice Ginsburg.
We are honoring Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We are honoring her final wishes, as stated by her granddaughter, that she did not want her seat to be filled until the election.
The demonstrators carried signs fashioned after the collar that Justice Ginsburg would wear when she disagreed with a Supreme Court decision.
President Trump says he's narrowing his list of candidates for the Supreme Court. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, President Trump is not tipping his hand who the leading candidate is for the Supreme Court.
These are all very talented people, and I think you'll be very impressed by the person chosen.
He says he spoke with several candidates on Monday and may meet with one in Miami as he heads to Florida tomorrow. That would likely be federal judge Barbara Lagoa, an announcement he says comes Saturday. Slow, steady progress is coming against the Bobcat fire near Los Angeles, this resident tells KNBC.
I watched the fire line just envelop where I know my house is.
Dozens of structures have burned along with 112,000 acres, one of 27 major fires burning across California. Louisville, Kentucky remains on high alert ahead of a grand jury decision whether to recommend charges against police officers who killed Breonna Taylor in her home in March. There's no timeline for that decision, but police are preparing for civil unrest if they don't face charges. And the Seattle City Council voted to override Mayor Jenny Durkin's veto of a cut to the police budget. This councilwoman says the cuts are happening across the nation.
Not because it's punitive, but because it's being called for in city, after death after death.
It does not defund Seattle police, only trimming $3 million. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A convenience store employee is facing charges after aggressively tracking down an alleged shoplifter. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, Salt Lake police are saying that a convenience store clerk tried to stop a robbery suspect yesterday morning by hitting him with his car. The clerk, Ronald Kirkham, was working at a Salt Lake 7-Eleven when he ran after an alleged shoplifter. According to the police, he got into his car and followed the suspect and then tried to detain him for the cops. In the process, he struck the alleged thief with his vehicle and drove over his legs. He then reportedly crashed the vehicle into a neighboring home, which caused severe structural damage. Kirkham has been arrested for investigation of aggravated assault, resulting in serious injury, in addition to a few other charges. Live, John Bocek, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.